Take me to your artists.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. Guess what time it is? You guessed it. It's that time for an extra crispy edition of the Activist Podcast. Today I'm going to talk about role reversal in Shakespeare three ways. That sounded wrong, didn't it? Also, we're going to be celebrating because this weekend, West Valley Light Opera's Breaking Up is Hard to Do has its opening night. Oh, it's so exciting. I can't wait. Also, there's a boatload of auditions that are happening, some that are very specific, and I will let you know about those. And before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to Jason Arias and Brett Carlson, and major, major kudos to Leanne Payne for studying the role of Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors for two nights and still bringing the funny and the heart that that show needs, for especially when it comes to Audrey. So congrats to you guys on a successful run. Now that that's all out of the way, let's get started, shall we? Well, hey there, friends. How you doing? I'm doing well today. It's a little warm outside, but there's a nice cool breeze, so it kind of evens it out. It's very lovely, actually. Very, very lovely. So, for those of you who have never listened to the show before, I'd like to say welcome. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to try and win you over. To my friends who have listened to the show before and keep coming back, what's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really, really appreciate it. Basically, what I do with this here podcast is, or webcast, however you, whatever you decide to call it. But what I try to do here is I try to basically keep the arts alive. I go out and try and meet as many theater folk, painters, musicians as I possibly can. I'm a little light on the musicians and painters. Although I did meet one Ms. Carmen Reed who is absolutely fantastic, and I will be chatting with her very soon. But what I try and do is I try and help promote the arts. I feel so strongly that the arts are not pushed enough in everyday life, in anything, really. So what I try and do is I try and help promote the hell out of as many possible things as I can. If you've got something that you want me to promote, give me a call. Well, not necessarily a call, but send me an email at jerry@theactivist.com. J-E-R-Y at theactivist.com. Jerry@theactivist.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Jerry, J-E-R-Y, The Activist. And you can friend me there. I am also on the Twitter, but I don't know if anyone really does Twitter. If you do, then you can find me at The Activista, theactivista. And by the way, this is a free service that I do. I don't charge for anything. If you want to, you know, help make a donation to help keep the website up and going, then more power to you, but it's not necessary. But it is greatly appreciated, but again, not necessary. Okay, now that that is all taken care of, let's move on, shall we? Let's talk about Shakespeare, shall we? Shakespeare three ways, that is. As I've mentioned several times, I'm working on a project that's called Shakespeare Three Ways that'll be playing at the end of July in downtown San Jose on theater on San Pedro Square. And I'll give you the information for all of that very, very shortly. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the rehearsal that we had last night. We were working on the piece called A Debt by Any Other Name, and it's one that we have not worked on very much. We usually only work once a week, which is on Tuesdays, and that is for the play Love is Blind, because that one is a much more involved and lengthy play. So when we began working on for Debt, we usually only work on that play every other Wednesday. What happened was that because the other play is much longer and more involved, I tended to focus all of my studying efforts on that play, on Love is Blind, and not so much on Debt, because, I mean, Debt was only 7-8 pages. Not a big deal. And I foolishly did not have everything that I needed memorized. And because of that, I kept pulling myself out of the character, not finding what I really needed. So there was a brief conference about this particular play, and it turns out that the energy that I'm giving is too buoyant for the character that she wants, because this character has been basically harpied all of his married life, so he's kind of worn and ragged, and that's the kind of energy that I'm not giving at the moment, and not finding it very easy to give. So our director, Linnea, decided to switch the roles so that I was now playing the comic piece, which is fine. I'm great with comedy. And it was nice because when she had us run it, it was nice to finally hear her laugh at something. She, when we run it before, she would watch and very focused, and she would watch and she would watch and she would stop and she would change and she would watch and change and stop and watch. And it got to the point where I began to wonder, is this really a comedy? So now that we've swapped the roles, things feel, it feels comic-like. So I say it's a good thing. But there was a part of me that was kind of saddened, because I needed and wanted to be pushed in that direction where, you know, you start acting your age. You know, I honestly, in real life, I still feel like I'm, 21 years old, give or take a bum knee every now and again. But I really was hoping to be pushed to act like a more mature actor. And even in the other play, when it is a little darker, it's still kind of funny, but it's a little darker, and I have these moments of rage, and there's that energy is not the energy of someone who is older. It seems like it's a kind of, I don't want to say immature energy, but it's not, it's, I guess, age appropriate, I would have to say, which was my whole fear about going to audition for these roles in the first place, because I didn't think that they would do it. And maybe it's just me reading into it, but in any case, Linnea decided that I would now play the role of Fiasco, and Craig would now play the role of Asinine. So now that that's happened and we ran through it, like I said, there were several times where she actually laughed at our lines, and it was neat to experience, because for a while I was thinking she really didn't like the play itself. But now I guess it's that the energies that we were giving to the production wasn't carrying across as funny as they could have been, or as funny as they should have been. So the thing about this little switcheroo that has happened is that, remember, maybe you don't remember, well, if you're new, of course you're not going to remember, but in past episodes when I spoke about our rehearsal process, I said that she made me do every single opposite of what my gut instinct as far as movement and reaction was. And now that we've done this switch, she actually says, no, go ahead, go with your instinct, go with your original thought, go with your gut. And it's kind of neat because in a way it validates what I know. And at the same time, it's kind of cool to be collaborating in that sense. Whereas before, I would say, oh, I feel like doing it this way. And she would say, no, try it my way. Yeah, I think I like it my way. So you know, and I don't want to sound like she didn't take anything into consideration. She did, but I think she had a specific vision of what she wanted done. So I think that's where our differences lie. But now that I have the comedic role, then this is just the reblocking and removement, reshuffling of movement is flew by. It took, I think it was almost 2 hours to block about 20 minutes worth of play, worth of play time. And this restaging, it took, I want to say 10, about 10 minutes to do that. Of course, I'm going to hate saying this because I know that some people are going to hear this that are probably in the cast, but I'm going to say it anyway because I can't censor myself. It's a bad habit. But I know once she directs it and once we open, there's going to be a whole lot of extra movement that wasn't in the play before. Sorry. At first, she was concerned that I would be worried about having to learn another set of lines. But I think it'll be easy. I recorded the whole play onto a disc, and I just listened to that over and over, so pretty much I memorized the whole thing. It works out for me that way. Kind of makes it a little easier that way. As I'm washing dishes, I can listen to my script instead of actually, you know, standing there reading it and trying to memorize it that way. And it gives me something to do, so that way when I'm saying those lines, the movement that I'm doing as I'm washing the dishes obviously will not be the movement that I put into the show, but it makes me think a little more about what I'm doing, how I'm moving, how I'm... I don't know if that makes any sense. Hopefully it does. If it doesn't, shoot me an email. I will reword it. I won't re-record it, but I'll reword it and shoot the email back to you. How's that sound? Okay, so now that that's all said and done, and I should be studying instead of doing this, I'm going to cut this section off, and I'm going to play you a little tune. A few weeks ago, I actually spent some time up in San Francisco, and I watched my friend Aunt Claire perform in a vocal recital, and it was called Women in Love, French Women in Love, excuse me, French Women in Love. French Women in Love. What I was surprised by is that, firstly, I left here late, and I was only 5 minutes late, and that just shows that I drove like a bat out of hell, and that my car actually could do it. My poor little RAV4 that I got for $85. I love that car. It's fabulous. So, anyway, my dear friend Aunt Claire, who I performed with in West Side Story this past winter, she was doing a vocal recital up in San Francisco, and it was called French Women in Love. And it wasn't what I expected. I expected to go into a little room and sit there while a person on the piano plays, and the vocalist simply stands there and sings. Oh, that was so not the case. I think that with Aunt Claire being as bubbly and physical as she is, she added so much movement and cute little quirky things into her performance that it was a breath of fresh air. I was really watching a performance. I was not just simply watching a recital. When I think recital, I automatically think high school or college instrumentalists or vocalists, you know, just standing there singing a song and moving on. But no, she put on a show, and I have to applaud her for that. She was wonderful. And I did actually get a recording, and I hope that it takes, when I transfer it from this little device that I use onto the system, and I'm going to give that a shot, and I would like to play that for you right now.
Thank you.
And that is just one of the many gorgeous songs that Aunt Claire sung at her recital at the beginning of the month. Unfortunately, I've misplaced her program, so I can't tell you what that song was called. But, my darling Aunt Claire, should you hear this, but I know you're busy planning the wedding in France for the month. Congratulations, by the way. But, could you get in touch with me and let me know? One of the lovely things that I enjoyed the most about Aunt Claire's recital was that each song was a mini character-driven piece, and she actually surprised the entire audience because she performed another song that wasn't listed at all on the program that she had handed out, and it was a hilariously funny song, and with her permission, I will be posting a video of that on my website, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Because she cracked me up, and I'm, as you can tell, she made everybody else in the audience laugh as well. She was absolutely charming, and it was a great, great show. So let's move on to the celebration, shall we? Woo! So this weekend marks the opening weekend of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by West Valley Light Opera. This show is so ready to be seen by the public. You'll see why if you go see it. The comedy in this show is begging to be heard, and the songs are begging to be sung along too. I can't guarantee it, but I am pretty certain that you will enjoy yourself. It's actually such a fun show that I am kind of scared that it might actually win the Irma Award for Best Show of the Season for West Valley Light Opera. You've got West Side Story, which should have been, hopefully, fingers crossed, if we all did our jobs right. West Side Story should have been moving and made you think about the humanity in the world. And then you had the heartbreak and the joy of Sweet Charity, which is about the trials and tribulations of a girl who wants to be loved. Of course, all the shows are worthy of winning, but I worked on Sweet Charity as part of the staff, so, you know, I kind of obviously have my favorites. But no, this is a wonderful, wonderful show, and I'll talk more about the Irmas on a later podcast. But seeing how time is running low, and I've got some stuff to do before heading over to the theater, I'd like to play you one more song. This one is actually Bree Zach and Samantha Stidham in the lobby with Bob Sunshine on the piano rehearsing one of the songs from the show. Now this, mind you, this is just a rough recording in a echoey lobby. But I hope, and I wish that I got this on video actually, because seeing it is way different than just hearing it, because it almost made me cry when I was in the lobby. I was like, oh my god! I hope it plays well and that you get the sense of heart that it had. And just a quick disclaimer, this is not an actual performance, and this is not videotaped or recorded for the purpose of profit in any way, shape, or form. This is merely to help promote the show and belongs as part of their marketing. With that being said, Now I'd like to play the song for you. That was the adorable Samantha Stidham and the hilariously funny and crazily talented Bree Zach singing My Friend from Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I think I'm going to make a shirt that says Samantha Stidham's number one fan, because in this show, she is just amazing. She makes me cry. She makes me laugh. Well, not so much cry, but like cry, you know, get the difference. It's on the emotion there. And as for Bree Zach, I am surprised no one has started a fan page for her yet on Facebook. Someone get on that, okay? So I can click the like button. Speaking of like, it's time for the
theatrical wanted. You better believe it.
Okay. So first up, Bus Barn Theater is looking to hire some costume designers for A Tuna Christmas, which opens in November, and Moon Over Buffalo, which opens in May of next year. They're also looking for a stage manager for Sylvia, so contact them and let them know. I will have the links for that on the show notes. To all you wonderful young dancers out there ages 13 to 18, Grace Dance Academy, which is located at Aerial Dance Productions in Campbell on, believe it's Winchester, Boulevard, is hosting a two-week-long contemporary dance intensive with a ton of classes, and it starts July 19th through the 30th. And you can get more information at gracedanceacademy.com. Again, I will have the links posted on the website. And going back to Bus Barn, they're actually seeking male singer/dancers of color. I'm not sure which color, any color, I guess, for their fall production of Smokey Joe's Cafe, which I believe starts rehearsing at the end of July. And coming up on Sunday, I believe, are going to be auditions for West Valley Light Opera's production of White Christmas, which will be playing from November through December, and I believe they start rehearsing in September. Last, but definitely not least at the moment, at least on the podcast, City Lights Theater Company in San Jose is in need of sound designers for their next season, which is for 2010-2011. And their season includes First Day of School, Abraham Lincoln's Big Gay Dance Party, A Complete Female Stage Beauty, Equus, Distracted, and Nine. Do you hear that, boys and girls? Nine. I'm sure it'll be much better than the movie. Wow. Look at the time. Seeing how we're at the half-hour mark, I'd like to wrap this up. Thank you for sharing some time with me. And as this episode has mostly been celebrating local artists and theater people, I'd like to close today's show with a little something-something from Billy Elliot, because my beautiful friend Terry Weitz received news that her nephew, Kaland, will be touring the country as Billy Elliot. I'm sure she's incredibly proud. So congratulations, Terry. I hope your nephew has an amazing, successful, safe run of the show. On that note, to all my friends who have performances, gigs, shows, openings, recitals, break a leg. For everybody else, get out there, support your local theater, support your local museums. Heck, anything that's a live performance or something that appreciates the arts. You'll be happy you did. I promise. Until next time, my name is Jerry, and I am the Activist. And this final song is from Billy Elliot, and it's called Electricity.
Can I just ask you, Billy, what does it feel like when you're dancing?
I can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are, but at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like that there's music playing in your ear, and I'm listening, and I'm listening, and then I disappear, and then I feel a change. Like a fire deep inside, something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity. Sparks inside of me, and I'm free. It's a bit like being angry, it's a bit like being scared, confused and all mixed up and mad as hell. It's like when you've been crying and you're empty and you're full, but I don't know what it is, it's hard to tell. It's like that there's music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me, like a burning deep inside. Something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity. Sparks inside me, and I'm free. I'm free. Thank you. empty and you're full, but I don't know what it is. It's hard to tell. It's like that there's music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me like a burning deep inside, something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity, sparks inside.